Hi, I'm always Zeph here, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Give me a follow and a like. I like to talk about life. I like to talk about cryptocurrency. I call this Life 101, and I just, you know, take something from the day that inspired me and then gives me a topic to discuss with you all, because I want you to be successful. And I want to help you become successful. I want to help you overcome hardship in your life to keep moving forward. That's my goal. So, with that in mind, today I want to talk about something that everybody has. And when confronted with it, we all have a decision to make. A choice. The fight or flight response is triggered. What do we do about it? That is courage. We are all faced in situations where courage is necessary. Now, some of us take that courage and run the other way. There's no problems with that. Sometimes that is a smart thing to do. Do not have tombstone courage. Tombstone courage, you know where that gets you. It gets you 6 feet underground with a tombstone. So, we want to be smart with our courage. I'm going to share a story with you. I'm going to share a couple stories with you. But when I think about courage, I think about several instances in my life and experiences that I was faced with. I had a decision to make. I could charge head on into the storm, or I can run the other way. Now, I was at a point in my life at that particular time where charging head on was okay. And charging running back the other way wasn't okay. Well, what am I talking about? I'm going to talk about one particular situation. I'm trying to get a time frame here. I was maybe 28 years old. 7, 27, somewhere around there. But I was dating this girl. We got into an argument. And I was fresh out of the military, you know, dealing with my demons. And we got into an argument, and I needed some time. So my thing in dealing with my pain and my anger at that time, well, still is, it works. I went for a walk. But this particular time, there happened to be a tornado warning out. There was a big storm, big thunderstorm happening. And it was raining hard, and it was windy, and the clouds looked scary, and you know what I did? I went for a walk anyway. I was scared. I seriously thought, man, this tornado, if tornado don't take me away, lightning's gonna take me away. I went for a walk anyway. I went out, and I just got rained on. But I took some time on my own. I knelt down, and I prayed. And I prayed, and I prayed. And that's really been the answer for everything in my life. Prayer. Prayer. Mama always said, just pray. Man, she had the answer for everything. Mom, yeah, I got this going down in my life. This is happening. That's happening. Mom's answer, just pray. And it really has worked for me. Just pray. So courage, you know, just pray. Face every situation. And if you don't pray, then good luck. But that has worked for me. Just pray. But I grew up in a traditional Lakota cultural home. I don't know nothing about Christianity or Catholicism or Hinduism or any other religion for that matter. I grew up on the Pine Ridge Reservation, home of the Oglala Lakota people. And my basis of prayer is the Lakota culture. So that's what I do, you know, when I face hardship and when I need courage. I'm gonna share another story with you. 2003 or four. Let's see, when did I join? 2004 or five, I was in Afghanistan. I was serving in the furthest forward surgical hospital at that time in the combat zone. And we were maybe five miles or so from the Pakistan border. You know, I never officially measured it, so I might be off on that. But we were in the Hindu Kush Mountains. In a valley or in the foothills. I can't remember exactly where. I think it was the foothills, but I think the mountains are, yeah, one side. Not both. So we were in the foothills of the Hindu Kush Mountains. And, you know, in my first week or two there, well, say my first day there, the morning I woke up, there was a dead patient being carried by. I was a medic, right? So I worked in the hospital. The morning I woke up, there was a dead patient being carried by. So everything in the combat zone came through us. And we dealt with it as necessary. Sometimes we shipped it out. And most of the time we shipped it out because we couldn't keep them long unless they could go right back into the fight. But so my first week or two there, you know, I experienced my first rocket attack on the base. And I tell you what, when those explosions started occurring around the base and the closest one hit, and you know, I was in a bunker and the dust comes flying into the bunker, and man, my heart just almost stopped. I was so scared. I was so scared. First thing that came to mind whenever I felt that compression on my chest from that explosion and that dust come into the bunker was, I'm gonna die here. I'm gonna die. What did I do? I did what Mama said to do. Just pray. I started praying so hard. You know, Tunkashila, Omakyayo, Grandfather, help me. I don't want to die here. Man, I was so scared. Well, fast forward to the end of the deployment and we're laughing inside the bunker, right? Every time we get rocket attacks, we're laughing and having a good old time. Remembering all the times, you know, I rolled off the bed. You know, I roll off the bed and I heard an incoming rocket is what I did one night. Those of you that are veterans know what that sounds like, you know, that have been deployed, I guess. That boom, that explosion. So I was laying in my bunk in a tent and I hear that missile coming in and I roll off and hit the ground. Incoming! Just like they taught us in basic training. And before I even got up off the floor, everybody else in the tent was running outside into the bunker. So, you know, these are just some experiences, man. We had to have courage. But my job was, if those rockets ever hurt anybody, my job was to get there around the base and help those people out. I was a medic. Courage comes in many forms. Guys, you got to have courage. You got to have strength. Life, daily struggles hit us every single day. We got to wake up. We got to develop a routine. When we want to change our lives, we got to develop that routine. We got to reprogram the brain. Because every day, life is full of negativity. If you're watching the news, you're ruining your mind, man. You're programming your brain for that. Don't do that, please. Don't watch the news or read it or something. You know, just don't turn off the TV. Just, you know, control what's going into your brain. If you don't program your mind, somebody else is going to program it for you. So slap on some headphones, download some motivational stuff, and just get ready for the day with positivity. It takes courage nowadays. It's easy to be negative. It doesn't take courage to be negative. It takes courage to be positive. Somebody's frowning at you and you look at them and you gotta say good morning and you're scared. Have you been in those shoes? I have. Not recently, but I have. Good morning. Hihani washte. That's kind of a good morning in our language. Hihani washte. Everything is good today. Everything's the same. It's yesterday, and yesterday was good. So today, take courage, go forward, run into the storm, charge the storm, because the fastest way through the storm is running into it. You're going to come out on the other side. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and as my dad says in one of his songs, the sun will rise again. I'll be here. If you guys need me, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me on Facebook as well, OZ Inspires. Coach Zephyr, Coach Always Zephyr. I'm working on changing the Facebook name, but you can find me, my public profile on Facebook as well. OE Zephyr. That is just OIZEPHIER. You guys have a nice day. Love you all. Be good to yourselves. Be kind to yourselves, because if you won't, who else will? Doksha akewa chiang kinta. We'll see you again.